The work of some nonprofit organizations has only increased with the pandemic and the needs that have come from it. An author and expert in the field of trauma speaks at a Montana conference today about the feelings of many workers, of being overwhelmed. Laura Vandernoot Lipsky is the founder and director of the Trauma Stewardship Institute and author of The Age of Overwhelm. She says there's a cycle for nonprofits in which they become overextended due to structural issues within society, which in turn affects their workers.
You have individuals who are trying to sustain doing this exceedingly hard work, but in environments where it's almost impossible to do it or near impossible to do it.
Vandernoot Lipsky says it can be hard for workers because of their vicarious exposure to trauma over time, or when they work in environments where there's high burnout. About 1 in 9 Montanans work in the nonprofit sector. The Montana Nonprofit Association's annual Gather Conference is taking place virtually this week and in person next week in Helena. Vandernoot Lipsky says it's important for organizations to reconcile the fact that they won't be able to meet all the needs in their community.
And when you have these very devoted folks working for you, we've got to honor and make sure that the work environment is sustainable for them so that we are not inadvertently causing harm to the very folks who are doing this work in an effort to reduce harm out in society.
Vandernoot Lipsky says people in the nonprofit industry who are feeling depleted or disheartened should understand that they are not alone.
One of the messages that I think is very important is for folks to remember that whatever they've got going on, they are in really good company and that they're not alone and it's not just them. And so just wanting to make sure that we interrupt that isolation anywhere we possibly can.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.